Well, today is a little bit different as we're going to be sharing about our church's partnership with Acts 435, which is a charity. I'm going to be telling you a little bit about that in a moment. But first of all, an important question for you to discuss with the person next to you. Okay, what's your favourite pizza topping? Okay, discuss that with the person next to you. What's your favourite pizza topping? Wow, this is a much more in-depth conversation than I was anticipating. Okay, who likes pizza here? I imagine everybody. Is there anybody who doesn't like pizza? Is there anybody that does? Oh, we have got a few. You're still welcome. It's okay. Right then. Okay, imagine for a moment, guys. Okay, imagine I've got a huge, delicious pizza right here. Okay, just imagine it. The cheese is all melty. Okay, just imagine this lovely pizza. Okay. But imagine... Oh, who would like a piece of the pizza? Who's feeling a bit hungry? Who's already forgotten their breakfast? Yeah, okay. Imagine, though, that I took this pizza and I gave the whole thing to Carla. Okay, I've given the whole pizza to Carla. She sits here and she eats this pizza. Okay, she's eating it and she's eating it. Now, she might have a great feast and probably a bit of tummy ache, but everyone else is sitting there feeling a little bit hungry and a little bit left out. Smelling all the deliciousness, but not being able to taste it. Would me giving it to Carla and Carla eating the whole thing, would that feel like us being family together? No, it wouldn't, would it? It wouldn't feel like it. Carla thinks it would. She's happy with this story. So in a family, if there's one pizza, what do? We share it. We chop it up and we share it. We don't just let one person feast, do we, while the rest starve. We slice it up. We make sure that everybody gets a piece. And that's what God's heart is like towards people who are in need. Whether it's people that are in need of food or clothing or friendship or justice or a safe place to live, God's heart is one of compassion and generosity, isn't it? And he wants us to demonstrate that same generosity and compassion to other people too. Okay, next question for you to discuss with the person next to you. How many times, kids, this is very much for you too, so you need to be listening up, okay? How many times do you think the Bible mentions helping people in need, okay? Discuss with the person next to you. How many times do you think the Bible discusses helping people in need? Okay, that's enough deliberation. You're not able to phone a friend, I'm afraid. Okay, who thinks it's over 500 times? Put your hands up. Over 500? Okay, we've got a few people. Oh, well, you know what I mean. Okay, between 500 and 1,000 times. There's always a pedantic one, and it's always one of my children. Who thinks it's the first one? A. Anyone? We've got one. Okay, who thinks over 1,000 times? Between 1,000 and 2,000 times. Got a few more. Who thinks it's over 2,000 times? Well done. It is over 2,000 times. In fact, the Bible mentions helping those in need more times than it mentions prayer, sin, worship, or heaven added together. Okay, it mentions helping people in need more than it mentions prayer, sin, worship, or heaven added together. It's quite something, isn't it? So I think we can assume that if it's that important to God, then it should be important to us too. You'll be glad to know I'm not going to take us through all 2,000 Bible verses today. But there are a few that we're going to go through now that talk about God's heart for the poor and what we should do in response. So I've got Rachel, Anya and Zeb, you're going to come and read for us. Do you guys want to come up? Come on up. Thank you. They should appear on the screen as well, hopefully. Right, Rachel, you're first.
Psalm 146, verse 7-9. He upholds the cause of oppressed and gives the food to the hungry. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow.
Luke chapter 12, verse 33. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail.
Proverbs 31, verses 8 to 9. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all those who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly, defend the rights of the poor and needy.
Thank you very much. You can go and sit down. Thank you. So, Showing care for those in need, as we're instructed to in these verses, is obviously something that we can do individually, can't we? And I know that many of us give, will be giving time and energy and money and care, either directly to people that we know or to charities that are helping those in need in this country and abroad as well. But also corporately, as a church, this is something that we can do together, and we want to be serving those in need in our community. And the Bible is clear that this isn't just an optional extra for us if we feel like it. In James 2, it says this: "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you if you do not help those in need? Faith by itself, if it's not accomplished by action, is dead." And he doesn't beat around the bush there, does he? It's clear that our faith needs to have a practical outworking. And it's what we see Jesus model time and time again, isn't it, in his ministry years, when he heals the sick, he feeds the hungry, he welcomes the lonely and the outcast. He modeled this so well. And one of the ways that we've been doing this as a church family over the last year or so has been through our partnership with a charity called Acts 435. And today we wanted to share with you a little bit about this charity, because I'm aware that it's been a while since we talked about it, and also how it's helped us to show God's love to people in need right where we are in our community. And it's a work that goes on kind of behind the scenes, so you may not be aware of it. And so we hope that it's encouraging for you to hear what's been going on. But again, I have another question for you. Okay, discuss with the person next to you. What's one possession that you couldn't live without? What's one possession that you own? Not a family member, okay? You don't have to pick your favourite child. A possession, okay? What's a possession that you couldn't live without? Okay. I'm sure we've had a variety of responses. Maybe it's your phone. Maybe it's something sentimental that you can't replace. I don't know. But I'm sure there's lots of different things that we probably feel that we can't live without. Well, the charity that we're hearing about today, Acts 435, helps people with things that are really difficult to live without. So firstly, why is the charity called Acts 435? Well, it takes its name from Acts chapter 4, verse 35. And we're going to read that and also just the verses before it, just to give the context. So this, remember, is when the early church has just started, okay? They've just started. So it says this: "All the believers were united in heart and mind, and they felt that what they owned was not their own, so they shared everything they had. The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's great blessing was upon them all. There were no needy," this is the 35 bit, "there were no needy people among them, because those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles to give to those in need." So there's two things happening here. Firstly, you've got the bringing, people bringing the things they owned, money, food, even land, and they gave it to the apostles. This wasn't just a physical move of presenting it, it was a heart move. They're saying, "This isn't mine anymore, actually. It belongs to us as a family. Don't worry, we're not asking you to sell your house and give us the money." That's not what we expect. But there's a bringing. There's a bringing what we have to share. And secondly, there was a giving. The apostles, they didn't keep it for themselves. They gave it out. But they didn't just give it out randomly. They looked for need and they gave it to those who were in need. And that's why this charity is called Acts 435. Because it's a place where those who want to give can bring what they have to give, and that money is distributed to those in need. Now, we're going to demonstrate how this works with a little acting out. This has not been rehearsed or planned at all, so we will see how it goes. Okay, I'm going to need a few people to help me. So I need two ladies and three children, please. I need two ladies and three children. And also, Julie, you're in it as well. So you're an extra. That's your Julie. You're just yourself. That's easy. Okay, I need someone to come. I need a lady to come and be Emily. A lady. Come on, ladies. Don't be shy. Oh, well done, Cheryl. You're Emily. Okay, you can go and stand over there with Julie for now. Okay, Sally, you're going to come and be Sally. That's easy. Okay, and I need someone to be Millie. This is the starring role. I need a Millie. I need a lady to be Millie. Come on. Oh, Rachel can be in it, but she can be a child. I need some children as well. I need a lady to be Millie. Come on. Somebody. Anybody. Oh, well done, Margaret. Okay. Can I just grab this chair? Okay. Oh. And then I need three children. you can come and sit here, Millie. Okay, yep, Monty, yep, Christy, and, oh, you're in it later, Daniel, so you need to wait there, okay, and we'll have, yeah, we'll have Rachel as well, okay. One of you's going to have to be a toddler, though, all right? Okay, you can hold that. You don't have to be the toddler. Right, you can be the toddler. You can sit on the floor. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to read out a little story. So you've got to imagine the different roles here. So you guys are not in it at the moment. Okay, so this is Millie. She's our star. Okay. Meet Millie. Millie works part-time in the local primary school as a teaching assistant and is a single parent to three young children, two of whom are football mad. You can chuck the football between the two of you. No, this one to her. Yeah, there we are. Okay, they're football mad. Okay. Life is quite hard for Millie, working and caring for her family, but things are manageable. Okay, maybe stop with the football now. Okay. Until one day, the washing machine breaks down. Now, Millie's neighbour comes to take a look, but it's not repairable. She's looking a bit sad about this. A new washing machine will be £200, and Millie doesn't have that kind of spare money. So instead, she starts to lug her dirty laundry to the laundrette several times a week. You can just hold it there, that's okay. Okay. Now, Millie's eldest two children play a lot of football, so are constantly muddy. And her youngest is in nursery and comes home each day covered in food and paint. There's a lot of washing, and Millie is struggling to keep on top of the laundrette trips and the cost of paying to wash and dry her family's clothes. She's exhausted and doesn't know where to turn to help. She's also jet-lagged, so maybe she's feeling exhausted, aren't you? Yeah. Margaret's had a very long journey home from holiday this week. Okay, children, you can go and sit. You two, you're still needed, okay? But you guys can go and sit. Thank you very much. Okay, so poor Millie is feeling exhausted and doesn't know where to turn to help. Now, Millie attends a toddler group at her local community hub with her youngest child and meets Emily. Come over on over, Emily. Okay. Emily works there running the hub. Millie tells Emily how she's feeling overwhelmed with all that she's dealing with, and in particular, not having a working washing machine. Emily knows that a local church, City Valley Airedale, partners with a charity called Acts 435 and may be able to help, so she gives them a call. Yeah. Sally, the advocate from the local church, answers the phone. She tells Emily that the church can help. She asks for a few details about Millie's situation and posts the request on the Acts 435 website. Okay. Henry in Birmingham. We've got a Henry somewhere in the crowd. Who's Henry? Some people have got Henry in Birmingham, sees the request and feels compassion towards Millie's situation. So he donates £10 towards to Sally. Thank you. £10 via the Acts 435 website. Catherine in Liverpool also sees it. She used to be a single parent and she knows how hard it can be, so she gives £25. 6-year-old Ben gives £5 from his pocket money. Callum in Aberdeen gives £50, as does Sarah in London. Matthew and Sandra are both part of City Valley, so they see the request in the church email. They both give £30. Got one more person somewhere. Within a couple of days, all the money has been given to meet the request. Acts 435 sends the money to Sally's church, and Sally phones Millie to tell her the good news. You answer the phone. Millie can't believe that strangers who have never met her would be so generous to help her and her little family. Okay, you guys can go, but we need you still. Now we've got Julie. Okay. Julie, one of the acts for... Oh, she needs the money, though. Yeah. Julie is one of the Acts 435 befriending team from City Valley Church, and she arranges to meet Millie at Curry's to choose her new washing machine. You can go and choose your washing machine now. Which has been paid for by all the people around the country who gave money to the request. Afterwards, Millie and Julie go to Starbucks for a coffee, And Millie asks why the church is helping people that they don't even know. Julie is able to tell Millie about Jesus' love and that helping people is a way of showing his love to other people. Julie invites Millie to the upcoming Easter family event, and Millie is keen to come along with her children. Millie and her children now have a working washing machine again, and Millie feels that some of the pressure she was under has lifted. She's so grateful to the strangers who showed compassion and shared what they had. Okay, let's give them all a clap. Well done. Thank you. Okay, so hopefully that gave you a little bit of an idea about how this works, because it's actually quite hard to explain. And that story was completely fictional. Millie wasn't a real person that we've helped, but it does really closely mirror some of the people that we've been able to help over the last year or so. And it's really fitting that we're doing this on Mother's Day, because the majority of the people that we've helped have been single mums, often living on very low incomes and managing family and work and other things too. And so far, since we've been partnered with ACTS, we've been able to fully meet 16 requests. That's 16 families who've been helped with something that they really needed. And the majority of these have been in the last year, since we made some great contacts with a local referrer called Emily. And we invited Emily to be here today. She couldn't come, but she has sent a message. So Sally's just going to come and read out. So this is Emily. She works in the Hive in Silsden, and she's been our main referrer.
I'm actually really moved by this. So she says, as the community manager at the Hive Community Centre in Silsden, I see people at their most desperate. Some people in Silsden are now able to have a shot at living in a better state than they would be, and this is because of the charity ACTS 435. The charity has helped families fleeing from domestic violence. They have given washing machines to single parents, provided as simple a luxury as a fridge, and gifted beds to single parents who have bought beds for their children, but they still sleep on the sofa. The gift which has touched me the most was a single mum with a young child and pregnant who escaped domestic violence. After her partner was sent to prison, the charity helped her rebuild her life, now free from abuse. When she found out that her unborn baby was going to be born with a cleft lip and palate, they were there to support her again. Babies born with this special need cannot breastfeed and need a type of expensive bottle. The charity got the money for the bottles, and this meant she could feed her baby to grow healthily, ready for his many surgeries. She's still extremely grateful, and we still talk about that help she received at that most despairing time with thankfulness and relief. The charity is more than just giving, more than just gift giving. The support, friendship, socialization, and community that comes with them is just as wonderful and most gratefully received. I find myself in awe at the generosity from those who donate to the charity, the members of the ACTS 435 and City Valley Church. God bless you all.
So that was just one of the requests that we've been able to meet locally here, but there's been a whole load more. Now, under some of the chairs, kids, this is where you come in, we have stuck the different requests that we've been able to meet, so you need to find them and bring them to me. Grown-ups, you may like to look under the chair and hold it up if you've got one. Are they just all under chairs, Sally, or are they under benches as well? Just under chairs. Okay, so if you've got one, hold it up and one of the kids can come and take it. They might be on back of chairs as well. Oh, there's one there. You can hang on, you can read them out if you wait there. Yeah. Oh, there's one here. We should have 16, I think. Okay, bring them all up when you've got them. Come on up. Great. Okay, lovely. Have we got 16? Well, they'll do anyway. Okay, we're going to read some of them out, so if you guys come over here. We'll go along the line. Okay, Otis, what have you got?
Garden clearance.
So this was actually a client that was going to be evicted from their property because it had got in such a state. And so we paid for a clearance, which meant that they could then get on top of it and were able to stay in their home. So it literally saved their house for them, which is amazing. That was a great story. What have you got here, Monty?
Laptop.
A laptop, yeah.
Laptop. Heating costs.
Heating costs, yeah. And
house and garage clearance.
Yeah, well done. Okay, what have you got there?
Boiler repair and fridge freezer.
Yeah.
A cooker, clothes and shoes, chest of drawers and two washing machines.
They weren't for the same person, the two washing machines. That would be a lot of washing machines.
Toddler mattresses, freezer, baby nursing equipment, baby feeding bottles and a bed.
And a bed, great. Thanks, guys. Well done. So that's just... Lovely, thank you. It's okay, you can take them a second. So that's just... Yeah, they're the things that we've been able to help people with over the last about sort of 18 months. And they're not just items. Each of those things that we read out represents a family in our community who found themselves in need. And through our partnership with Acts 435, we've been able to play a part in meeting that need. And it might seem like a small thing, but imagine living without a fridge or imagine living with a broken boiler. It really makes a difference to people to have these things met. As a church, it's completely free for us to partner with this charity. All their operational costs are covered by the gift aid that's given on the gifts that are given by individuals. So it's free for us, which means that all of the money that is given to the needs goes directly to the person in need. It's such a great model. There's no administration costs at all. And since the charity began, nearly £8 million has been given to people in need in the UK, helping over 62,000 people and giving an opportunity for churches like us to show God's love in our community. And so as a church, we might not have physically given money to these needs, although I know some of you have chosen to give to specific requests. And we've occasionally as a church topped up where the amount given wasn't quite enough to cover the need. But we have been the people on the ground helping to source what they need, being a friendly face when people find themselves in those desperate and lonely situations. And we have had a couple of people that have come to church as a result of being helped by this work. It's just a really practical way for us to show God's heart of love and compassion to our community. And it fits within our vision statement, which is to reach the villages of the Aire Valley with the hope and salvation of Jesus. And our prayer is that as we help people with a practical need, we might also have the chance to introduce them to the one who can meet their spiritual need, Jesus. Although, of course, our help is never conditional on their response, and there's no pressure for them to do that. So to begin with, I kind of oversaw this part of our work, but about 6 months ago, I gladly handed it over to Will and Sally, who are now advocates for the charity, and they have such a heart for people and social action, and especially those who are marginalised. And they've done a wonderful job of sourcing fridges and beds and cookers and all kinds of things for people in that time. And each of the people that we've helped has been so grateful. And we're going to just hear a few of their thankful messages now. And then Will and Sally are going to let us know how we might be able to get involved with supporting this ministry. So over to you, Will and Sally.
Just briefly, I've known about Acts 435 for years, but quite honestly, I've been blown away, really blown away. It's just so simple. And quite often, I mean, we give money, but we never see the impact of it. And it's such a privileged position to be the people who directly are able to see the impact of that. Just, I'm not going to say what or who, but we took an item to somebody yesterday and they were blown away. And it's just, I felt a bit like, who are we? We're just the transport here. So this is an example, a recent one. A young single lady was a guardian and full-time carer to a young child with additional needs. Her boiler had been broken for some time, so the house was freezing. We were asked for £200 for the cost of the boiler repair and replacement parts, which would make a huge difference to this little family to have a warm house for Christmas, as they spend a lot of time at their home. And the lady replied afterwards, "A heartfelt thank you from me and my little one, for all who supported us in getting the heating back on over winter. As a parent, choosing between fixing the heating and then not being able to actually afford to put it on, or just not fixing it and not having heating, is scary. But because of you all, we were able to have a warm and cozy Christmas, and I hope that one day we'll be able to pay back that kindness forward. Thank you so much.
And another example is a single mum was expecting a new baby in about 5 weeks' time. She found out that her baby would have a cleft lip, which meant that she would need a really good breast pump to help her with feeding the baby. This, we heard about this from Emily, obviously. With the cost of living and already having a three-year-old at home, she was finding this extra expense more than she was able to cope with. The money raised covered the pump and 100 specialised freezer bags for milk storage. And she said, "Hello to the very kind people who have helped me in what has been a pretty scary part of my life. Not only having a baby, but having one who was going to need special care and all the extras that come with that. I am so grateful for your help, and I'd like you to know that baby and I are doing well, and his first surgery will be in a few weeks. God bless you."
And the third one. This lady had fled domestic violence with her son, who has autism and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. They'd been provided with housing nearby, but were struggling to buy essential items needing for their new home. We were asked for £200 for a washing machine and a freezer, if possible, which would really bless this family. And she said, "I'd like to say a big thank you for all your help getting me back on my feet and making a home for me and my son after a traumatic time. You don't realise the help we received is just overwhelming. Thanks to our new washing machine, we can now have clean clothes, something that's much needed with an autistic child with ADHD. He finds dirt anywhere, just like most boys, really. The freezer is just brilliant too. I can do a big shop and batch cook now to make our busy lives easier and saving money. Once again, thank you so much for your support and generosity." Just another little thing. About 3 weeks ago, we got a message back from the referrer saying somebody who'd had some items when she was desperate has been rehoused, and the new house has got those items. So rather than put them on eBay and try and sell them and getting money for them, she said, "Because I've been helped, I want to help back." So she contacted us and said, "Do you know anybody who needs these items?" And that, you know, she's still in need herself. And I don't know, I found that immensely moving.
So, now, all of that is really interesting and heartwarming and everything, but you might be thinking, well, how could I get involved? Because it would be really nice if Will and I could have a few more people in the team just to come alongside us and help. So, because sometimes actually it's been quite full on, hasn't it? Some weeks we've had like two or three requests all come in at the same time. So we will continue to do the admin side of it and putting things on the website and liaising with Acts 435. So you don't need to kind of worry about that. But some practical help would be really, really appreciated. So these are some of the ways. I mean, the first way is referring people that you know. I mean, most of the referrals have come through agencies like The Hive at Silsden and others, children's, what do they call them, and support centre or something. Yeah. But it can come through individual, you knowing somebody that has a specific essential need. Obviously, this isn't for luxury items. I mean, the laptop was needed for someone to be able to access education, to be able to actually get a job. So that's an example, but so it's a specific essential need, and obviously you'd have to use discretion. You know, are they, you know, finding out gently if they're getting any other support or financial support from anywhere else? So, but if it's a genuine need and you know that person, you can refer them to us. It can be an individual, a couple, or a family. So that's one way.
Sorry, just trying to work out Sally's writing here. Forgive us. We didn't have an awful lot of time to liaise on this. Another way you can help is looking on the Acts 4:35 website, like the people, the names of the fictitious people earlier, and see whether you want to donate to one of the needs. The lovely thing is, as I say, it's you know exactly what your money's going to and how it's going to help somebody. Naomi in the past has occasionally put on the notice sheet, the email, the WhatsApp going out each week, we've had a referral. So again, if you see one of those and want to donate, the request closes on the website as soon as the money's been raised, so there's no way it's going to sort of mount up. As I say, it closes if a national website raises it quickly. And to be honest, the money does come in. I mean, 95% of requests, I think it is, over 90% are met, and they're usually met within 2 days, which is quite phenomenal.
Thank you. So that might be why you haven't actually heard about it, because the minute it comes in, we kind of get on with it and put it on the website nationally, and the money's raised by the next Sunday or the next church mailing that Naomi might put it on. Which is good. But every now and then we might stand at the front and just give you an update as well. And the third way is to join the Befriender team, because as Julie so beautifully showed, she just accompanied that person to choose the item that she needed, because, you know, we need to respect people and their choices within the budget that there is. It's always up to £200, never more than £200. So sometimes you have to get the kind of budget model, but or second hand, which is nothing wrong with second hand. But befriending means just, you know, coming alongside, and if that person wants it, obviously we're not going to force ourselves upon anybody. And in some cases, it's just been getting the item and they're grateful and bye-bye. But, if you feel that you could be in that position, help maybe research the different options of the item that are available either online or in retail shops, and liaise with that person, maybe go with them to the shop, talk on the phone about it. And then liaise with us about the purchasing, and we'll sort that. And maybe occasionally help to install or assemble an item. You know what flat packs are like and things like that. And if people are on their own at home with children, obviously that's the sort of thing that they would really value help with. Washing machine, did you say?
You're saying something like plumbing in a washing machine. You know, it's not rocket science, but it's a lot for some people to manage. I'm not the greatest myself, but, you know, needs tools and time. And if you've got a single parent with little kids, then how on earth do you manage to do that? Anyway, so finally, prayer.
And are we just carrying on? So befriending the applicant could involve inviting them to church, or inviting, you know, without any strings attached. It's not like we're helping you so you need to come to church. It's not like that. It's just see how it goes. And maybe the men's breakfast, the women's meet-up, these things, you know, panto, carol singing. And the last thing is you will need DBS clearance, but Naomi sorts that out.
And finally, prayer. We're not... For obvious reasons, we don't circulate the details of the people being helped. But generally, this is a brilliant ministry, and it really needs prayer backing as a team. Well, Sally and I would certainly value prayer, but we'd value prayer that others get called to join and support the team. But just pray for this. It's a lovely, lovely way of being, it's a bit cliche, but Jesus' hands and feet is so practical, so tangible. And it's incredible what a difference £200 can make. Value prayer.
Lovely, thanks very much. We'll just pray quickly now and then we're going to go back into some worship. Yeah, great, thanks Carla. Oh yeah, if you'd like any more information, then pick up one of these, they'll be on the welcome table at the end, but please see Will and Sally if you'd like to get involved in any of the ways that they've mentioned. It'd be great to build this team so that we can help more people and it's not all falling on them. It's just a really practical thing to get involved in, and as they've said, it's such a joy to actually see people being helped. Let's just pray quickly and then we'll go back. If the band want to come up, that'd be great. Yeah, Father God, I thank you for the work of Acts 4:35. I thank you for those 62,000 people around the UK that have been helped by this work and shown your heart of love and compassion towards them through the local church. And I pray, for each of the people that we've helped. We know that their situations won't have resolved just because they've received a washing machine, but we know that it has helped them. And we just pray for them in their different situations and circumstances, that they would know your peace, Lord, that they would know that you love them, that if they're feeling despair, Lord, they would know your hope. And I pray for, more referrals to come in, that we'll be able to connect with more families, have a chance to meet their practical need, but also to show them who you are. Invite them to church and see people added to our family through this ministry, Lord. So I pray your blessing on Will and Sally and anyone else who's getting involved, Lord. I pray that you would just give them a real compassion for the people that they're meeting and the opportunity to share you with them as well. Amen.